Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, Good, Bad, and Crazy Martinis for conservatives today, as usual. And I should pronounce my name again. It's Corumbus, not Crumnibus, so don't blame me. Just wanted to make that clear, Jim.
You have nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. We'll get to that a little bit later in our discussion today. Jim, but in addition to all the wrangling over the budget and continuing resolutions, funding this, defunding that, there's also, as there always is in lame duck sessions, the farewell speeches. House and Senate members, some who are retiring, some who are defeated, and some are far more memorable and meaningful than others. And one of those is in our good martini today. It was our very bad martini earlier this year when we discovered that not only was Tom Coburn not running for re-election in 2016, but he wasn't even going to fill out the entirety of his current second term. And he'll be leaving at the start of the next Congress. James Lankford has already won that seat for the Republicans. But in a very unique exit yesterday, Tom Coburn getting emotional, talking about the oath that lawmakers take and what it means and what it doesn't mean.
Every member of the Senate takes the same oath. And here's where I differ with a lot of my colleagues. And let me read the oath to you, because I think it's part of our problem. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter, so help me God. Your state isn't mentioned one time in that oath. Your whole goal is to protect the United States of America, its Constitution, and its liberties. It's not to provide benefits for your state. That's where we differ. That's where my conflict with my colleagues has come. It's nice to be able to do things for your state, but that isn't our charge. Our charge is to protect the future of our country by upholding the Constitution and ensuring the liberty that's guaranteed there is protected and preserved.
Tom Coburn leaves after, I guess, 10 years in the Senate. He spent 6 years in the House before that. Jim, obviously, you're going to have some folks saying, well, you need to get elected and reelected based on what you do for your state. But when you talk about the reason government was formed in the first place, the reason it exists, Tom Coburn genuinely defending that, and we're losing a great, great senator.
This is kind of a bittersweet good martini. But, you know, whenever you hear somebody say, you know, politicians are all the same and, you know, they're all a bunch of crooks or something like that, you want to say, no, look at Tom Coburn. And also kind of note the point he's making, which is very worthwhile and straightforward and probably needed at a time when they're passing a giant omnibus bill with all kinds of stuff that's been stuffed in there. And he's not doing it in a, you know, you SOBs, you porkmeistering sleazeballs or anything else. There's no, like, nastiness to it, but it is principled. And that's a very, you know, tough note to strike sometimes. And so, look, I think, you know, Congress will be worse without him. But there's a certain, you know, look, he kind of provides a role model. And hopefully some of the new folks coming in will be cut from the same cloth as Tom Coburn has been.
I just hope somebody keeps publishing the Waste Book. That is one of Tom Coburn's great contributions to American life, and it always makes you shudder, but it's stuff we do need to know. All right, on to the bad martini now, and if you paid any attention at all to the Cromnibus over the past 48 hours, but even the past couple of weeks, it's just a process. You really need a long shower afterwards. It did finally pass last night, 219 to 206, but a lot of drama. The rule, which sets the grounds for debate, barely passed. And if that hadn't passed, the bill couldn't have come up for consideration on its own. That only happened because a couple of Republicans switched their votes at the last second. One is Kerry Bentivoglio of Michigan, who was defeated in the primary, so he's on his way out. The other was Marlon Stutzman of Indiana, who switched his vote only after Republican leaders promised him they were just going to scrap the Cromnibus, go with a very short continuing resolution, and start over in the new Congress with the double Republican majority. Shortly after that, however, you had the president publicly saying he supported it, and so once the Republican leaders thought there could be more Democratic votes, they decided to whip the Cromnibus and not go to Plan B. And Stutzman obviously feels betrayed and then that the leadership reneged on the deal. So, Jim, at a time when it's kind of fun to watch the Democrats eating each other alive, the way that the Republican majority in the House is heading into the next Congress shows a depleting trust in the leadership, and that's the last thing that's needed. But in some cases, it appears to be quite warranted.
For a long time, I cut John Boehner a lot of slack, recognizing the difficulty of the job in front of him, and that he had a very raucous caucus. He had a bunch of people who had very different views, some hewing to that Coburn perspective and some a little more eager to bring home the bacon to their districts. This is an anecdote that I don't think either of these guys realizes makes them both look bad. For what it's worth, Boehner says he never made that promise. So one, Stutzman, either Boehner's lying, he made the promise, and Stutzman agreed, and then of course Boehner reneged and went back on his word, which is bad. But even though there's a part of me wants to say, Stutzman, why would the Republicans want everybody to vote for the rule and then not pass the bill? Because if you're going to pull the bill, you can pull the rule, right? Like, it's kind of like, well, give me this, but then I won't really need the rest of it. When in fact, why would you wouldn't need part A if you decide to not go through with part B? Didn't really make much sense of that. So Stutzman bought into the I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today philosophy. On the one hand, it's bad if Boehner's lying. On the other flip side is, Stutzman, why did you believe him? Why? That position just doesn't make sense from his interests. I do think there's a justifiable frustration on the part of the conservative grassroots waiting for the Republicans in Congress to really draw a hard line on spending, to really start, look, they're the majority in the House. And they're going to be the majority of the Senate starting in January. And there's a perception that they never, act like it. And they always act like they're desperate and they got to take whatever deal's on the table. And so I think we've now reached the point where it's increasingly hard to see John Boehner as a trustworthy leader for a lot of these guys. Because, if too many people start saying, hey, you made a promise and you broke it, they have no particular desire to ever, accept one of your promises ever again.
Well, this is going to be put up or shut up time for Republicans, because a lot of times we've heard over the past couple of years, we've got the House, but we don't have the Senate. We don't have the White House. Once we get the Senate, all this will be different. So if the attitude significantly changes come January, then they've made good on that promise. If all we hear for the next 2 years is, well, we need the White House too, there's going to be a lot of people just throwing their hands up.
Yeah, and with good reason. And it's one of those things where, yeah, there are a couple of things in this cromnibus that are not so bad. It takes away a lot of the funding for IPAB under healthcare and stuff like that. But these are nickels and dimes compared to the big picture here. Like on the one hand, we want to avoid a government shutdown. But on the flip side, if we don't have some sort of deadline approaching, then the lefties never want to, make any concessions. So it's interesting. Republicans, here we are. Despite regular practice, Republicans have not figured out how to win a budget fight.
Promise number one should be nothing named cromnibus will ever be on the agenda while Republicans are in the leadership.
See, I have two philosophies on the cromnibus, Greg, and you can tell I put a lot of thought into this. The first being it should be the omnibus bill baked inside a croissant. kind of like the cronut. This kind of delicious, if you're going to have a terrible spending bill, at least it'd be really tasty in the process. And then I realized, Thanksgiving came and left, Greg, but you had a very traditional Thanksgiving, correct?
Sure.
What do the daring types serve?
Turducken.
Turducken, right? And so what we really need is a cromnaducken, which is a giant spending bill stuffed inside another giant spending bill, inside a third giant spending bill, which is kind of what it feels like we've been getting year by year, so.
All right. Well, on to the crazy martini now. And since we're about to get into the new Congress, that means we're about to get into the next presidential campaign as well. And there's no shortage of people, particularly on the Republican side, who are thinking about getting in. And one of them is outgoing Texas Governor Rick Perry, who, of course, ran briefly in the 2012 campaign, came in with a lot of flourish, but did not do so well in the debates, to put it mildly. But now he's certainly consulting with a lot of folks, donors and so forth, and probably putting together a team that makes it look like he's likely to run. You'll pardon the Mannheim Steamroller background music that MSNBC put into this interview, but reporter Casey Hunt went to Austin to talk to Rick Perry. And just imagine MSNBC asking a Democratic candidate for anything the question that she asked Rick Perry after he tells her why he'd be a different candidate this time around.
I think over the course of the last 2 years, people, they realize that what they saw in 2011 is certainly not the person they're looking at 2013, 2014, 2015.
And are you smart enough to be president of the United States?
I think the standpoint of life's experiences, running for the presidency is not an IQ test. It is a test of an individual's resolve. It's a test of an individual's philosophy. It's a test of an individual's life's experiences. And I think Americans are really ready for a leader that will give them a great hope about the future.
Jim, what do you make of that one?
On the one hand, you could argue that it's a perfectly fair question, right? We want a smart president. I don't recall Casey Hunt ever asking that of Joe Biden. or for that matter, you know, I mean, you look at the intellectual firepower they have on the other side of Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This is not the sharpest knives in the drawer all across the board over there. So, yeah, it's a strange question. And I was about to say that it's completely unjustified and smug and why everybody hates the liberal media. But I might play a little bit devil's advocate, Greg. Can you think of one reason why it might be fair to ask whether Rick Perry is a whether he's smart enough to be president?
I can think of three. One is that it's...
I can see that punchline coming a little while away. No, here's an honest to goodness a serious question. Is Rick Perry smart enough to be president if he agreed to do an interview with Casey Hunt of MSNBC? I'm going to get the two Republicans who watch MSNBC to vote for me, you know. What do you expect to happen in an interview with MSNBC? How good do you think those questions are going to be, you know? Not that, you know, politicians should never, you know, do hostile questioning or reach out to the other side or anything, but it's not the least bit surprising. And there's a little bit of like, well, you know, what do you expect? Of all the Republican candidates, Rick Perry seems to be the kind of like the boiled down antithesis of everything MSNBC would want to see in a Republican candidate. If John Huntsman is like what they want to see, Rick Perry is kind of like the mirror Spock reverse universe version of that. So why did he do that interview? So, yeah. So I think that's a little bit of justification that, you know, first mistake doing this interview. That's a sign. It was Governor Perry. No, best of luck to Governor Perry. But hopefully he'll be a little more selective in his or at least do Scarborough, do Chuck Todd. There are better people than on that happy note. Now that Casey Hunt doesn't like me.
Well, and he only has one MSNBC viewer to get, I think, now, because I'm pretty sure Steve Schmidt already works for his campaign.
That's a good point. That's right. Yeah, well, there's a confidence builder, huh? The guy who crapped all over the running mate the moment things were going wrong and who's, you know, distributing memos. Here's how we ensure I don't take the blame for the coming landslide defeat we're about to have. Yay, team. Way to go, campaign manager. Come to think of it, maybe he isn't smart enough to be president. I really hate to say that because I really like the guy. He's got a very solid record. But every once in a while, there's that odd decision that really is unnerving. So what a chilling note to end the week on, Greg.
So we got there. Three reasons are that he shouldn't have done MSNBC interview. He shouldn't have hired Schmidt. And the third one is oops.
We'll think of it. Yeah.
Jim, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
See you Monday, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us today. And be sure to join us again on Monday for the next Three Martini Lunch.